Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So there is something called the National Population Register. There's an interview with Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi that he gave, I think, about 4 years ago when he was still Minister of Home Affairs, and he spoke extensively about how that works. But to simplify it, if you remember about 7-8 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Department of Home Affairs had a partnership with FNB specifically. I don't know any other bank, but FNB I know for a fact. And whenever you went to go open up an account, they would then verify your details by checking it against the National Population Register. You could even get some of the services that Home Affairs was offering via an FNB branch. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you wanted to go collect your ID, you'd be able to do so, etc. and so on. Now, this has since been expanded. So, essentially, most banks will use the National Population Register to verify identities. And all along, what the National Population Register or Home Affairs was charging for that access was 15 cents per transaction. As you can imagine, you know, everything needs to be updated, upkept, etc. and so on. And that maintenance was, I'll use the word neglected for a couple of years until the National Population Register access was no longer as efficient. So, for example, when people are trying to check, it'll just say system offline. How many times have you gone Home Affairs and they tell you system is offline, right? So they had to update that system. It costs a lot of money, as you can imagine, which they did. Now, the Minister of Home Affairs, Leon Schreiber, has come out and said, this day forward, if you want to have access to a National Population Register, it will cost you about 10 Rand, right? It's a very, 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 very large figure compared to the 15 cents.
Is this per transaction?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For 10 Rand per transaction. The banks are saying, yo, dude, you're killing us. Specifically, Time Bank. They've come out and said, well, by you doing this, you are going to cost the population, specifically the people that use our bank, because you're going to need to pass that cost down to the customer, right? We'll debate the merits of that at a later stage. But right now, I want to bring up a point that you and I have always made, Mpo, even you as well, Mpundo, that essentially, when government fails at providing a basic service, they leave a gaping hole for the private sector to then step in and fill that gap. But when they do so at a premium. So essentially, the citizens end up getting double taxed. Because as citizens, we already pay a tax so that Home Affairs can function efficiently. Now, if you're telling me that you're now going to add another 10 Rand on top of this so that Home Affairs can maintain the systems, you can go away.
It's a lack of foresight on the part of the minister, because he should already know that the private sector will pass on that amount to the consumer. I mean, really.
Now, the argument he's making is, hey, man, you guys as a private sector should absorb this cost. Time Bank specifically was valued at 26.7 billion rand. Like, guys, how can you not afford 10 rand per transaction? Because, Asopela, this is your transaction. You are the ones that need to verify. You see? So, what say you?
Nah, man, I feel like banks should and can absorb the cost. Number one, banks, they stay charging us for all sorts of things that we sometimes don't even know where they get these amounts from. I'm told that we probably have one of the highest bank charges in the world. You know, so for me, it feels like banks actually do have the money, and it'll just be pure greed if they pass it down. But also, I don't know why Leon Schreiber can't also drop this amount and charge it over a larger period. I don't know what's the rush in recouping the money that's been invested into their system in such a short space of time, unless he wants the glory if he doesn't foresee himself being, you know, a minister for long. I also don't get that, because you could just spread out the amount and recoup it over a longer time at a lower amount.
Well, so here's the thing. It's not a once-off amount. I hear what you're saying. You could amortize it, but it's not a once-off amount because maintenance is ongoing. So system maintenance, literally every month you have to upkeep. And because this is an online system, there's spectrum that needs to be paid for, right? Because obviously, in order to access the system, you need to get online. And for that to be able to be done, you need to pay for that. There's a bandwidth that comes with it.
I really do think banks need to absorb this one, especially when you're looking at the customers of Tyme Bank. The reason they would go to such a bank is because it has such low fees, right? Mm. Already, if we are saying citizens need to save, but citizens are saying, listen, we have nothing to save. But now you're taking even the little that they have to live with, or live on, rather, to sort of facilitate all of these bank charges. You are actually taking even more money outside of that person on the street who can barely afford to live as it is. So the banks have to have, they have to.
And it's not just banks, by the way. And Vundo, this is where I want to bring you in, because I know you'll have this context. Do you remember Net One?
Oh, yes.
The company that used to distribute some grant, Asasa.
Yeah. Mm, mm.
You see, companies like that need to verify identities too.
Mm,
now,
do.
Can you imagine if per transaction you're charging 10 rand, people are already earning a meager like 350 or whatever. What's Asasa grant these days? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Something. Yeah, for the elderly, it's around 2,000.
Mm.
And it's the usual 350 for the ones that are unemployed.
You see. So those people who need to have access to the service as well.
Yeah, they would. And honestly, for me, I just think the minister needs to be a bit more innovative here, because we cannot trust the private sector to actually be the ones that foot this bill. And purely because it quickly reminded me of what fast food joints are doing of late. They get a lot of profits, but there's still an amount that they would ask you to pay towards feeding a child or something of that nature. So when we say such things, and no, don't say that. So let's be safe.
I was just adding hope.
That's funny.
Yeah, but you see, if they're still making the profits and still would want to take or pass down the responsibility even to us for what is their social responsibility, it tells you that they were never going to absorb that money. That 10 rand is going to be passed on. So they need to be more innovative about how they deal with the systems upgrade at this point, because it's not going to happen.
But to be honest, I mean, I don't blame the minister, because I mean, a bank will send you an SMS and say your fees are increasing. They don't consult with you. They do what they need to do for their company. So why aren't you allowing the Home Affairs Minister to do what he needs to do for his entity, and you absorb this?
And
the same way you want your clients to absorb your costs.
And that's what he's saying as well. He's saying ATM charges, for example, are exorbitant in banks.
Yep.
So you guys are charging your clients this much. You're not worried about their well-being then.
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden you got you coming out here talking as if you're advocating for the downtrodden.
No.
I will also mention this though. Leon Schreiber is a DA minister. And to all you people that always say the DA gets things working efficiently, this is a cost of efficiency. And I'll tell you something else. When you get the private sector involved in government matters, kwenzekanje. Zikalileke. Let me hear from you.
Morning, says the world. I don't have a problem of paying my bank charges. The problem actually starts whereby now I have to pay for every transaction. Even my bank charges, that is not fair. Because they need to choose a struggle. It's either Mbatala for every transaction and then they just keep it as it is, or Mbatala monthly, which are the bank fees, and then that's it. They must choose a struggle, guys. I get it.
The banks know very well they can absorb this cost, but profits before people, agreed, Labantu. They would want the minister to maybe say 2 rand or something, but they can absorb this cost. But can't be mad, Lab. Anyway, they are banks.
Mm-hmm. Yebo, indeed.
The banks need to absorb this cost. Banks, they charge us for literally everything, every little thing. Excellent, you would must charge us for even breathing.
Yeah. But also, I want to stress the point, right? That government services are not meant to make a profit. It's the same way I feel about Eskom. Government services are just that, a service. Even if it means that to provide the service you lose money, you must do so as a government. This thing of DA, of wanting to make a profit out of everything, because they say that's more sustainable. Hey, man, we are a country where a lot of stuff needs to be subsidized by government because of the inequality. You need to think about that every time they come up with these surcharges.
Look, I totally agree with Utumbo. The banks should definitely be the ones absorbing this cost. But also, guys, we need to remember that the private sector is just there to make money. They don't care about our well-being. They may make excuses, Uti. Hey, we don't want to pass the... we'll need to now pass down this cost to the consumer and blah, blah, blah. But all they are there to make profits. That's all they are there for. I don't know, man. These banks need to absorb this cost at the end of the day. That's it. Without passing them down to the customers. I don't know how, but at some point, that's what needs to happen. Because, you know, you can't be asking the customers who are already in this dwindling economy of ours, asking them to pay an extra 10 rand or whatever the cost may be, you know.
I mean, I honestly think that the banks should absorb this cost, you know. It's not as if, like, it's going to do a dent in their pockets in any case, right? But the problem, Muguti, is Oshaya, the poorest of the poor, you know, those who are using the bank services, if they pass it down to the clients, that 10 rand can easily buy a loaf of bread. Okay, the bread that's not sliced, not like your Albany or any other bread, you know, but it could buy a bread. So, no, man, they must just do something and just absorb that. It's not much.
This is what I am. I want to know, ne? What you're saying. Mouth is Khalile. It's Khalile somewhere for real. There's some funds that got lost somewhere. Now, guess who's supposed to pay for them? Ask the taxpayers. Every time when something happens, Mzansi, you know, they always want money from the citizens. Njalo, it happens always. Right now, I'm going to make an example. When you're using Capitec right now, if you funu ngena ku app now, you have to have some sort of a bit of a data or just connect on any Wi-Fi. It's not like before where you could just go on the app and open the app. It's fine as long as uvule data which run in your phone. Even if on a data at all, it will open. But now it charges for you. You have to connect somewhere. You need to have data to open up Capitec. They're trying to make money while they're still charging us. Like, Young into his man in Zanzi.
So let me explain why that is, by the way, right? It's because they need to verify your credentials. And in order to be able to do that, they need to get online. So that's why there's biometric systems now, etc. and so on. Yes, man. Everything comes at a cost.
So something that we are not discussing is the fact that security of bank accounts is going to be compromised, obviously, should this identification or verification not happen. But also, the Minister of Home Affairs, they're also being sneaky because, there's a lot, let me not even say, but we just need to consider the security compromise should this not happen. And I guess, honestly, ultimately, banks are going to pass it to the customer.
Hey, it's going to get tough before it gets better. What are your thoughts?
Morning, Chief and team. I think this is beyond, I think, what we see with the naked eye. There's a lot of biometric checks that are involved that the banks have to run. And I suppose with keeping your money safe, there is going to be a constant need of verification and all that to check whether somebody's alive or dead, cap fraud, theft identification, all of that involves having to check the data against Home Affairs. So I think, it's going to be a lot. But I do think the Home Affairs needs to also revise that. It's much easier here.
No, I 100% agree with you.
I mean, I support the minister. I 100% support the minister. He's right to say that the services have been underpriced for a very long time. That's why we always had these issues of system offline. We had the issues of identity theft and failure to verify documents and stuff. So I support the minister 100%. And if it's going to help to ensure that the services are 100%, they're working smoothly, then the banks need to absorb the cost. We should stop this thing of saying, hey, DA minister is doing this, DA minister is doing that. I mean, even COSATU supports this. So if he's a government minister and he's working to ensure that government services are provided smoothly, there's no identity theft or anything like that, then I support the minister 100%.
I mean, I honestly think that the banks should absorb this cost, you know.
We've heard this one.
This is DA's extension of gentrification in South Africa to limit access yabantu on certain services and certain places. It started with electricity meters in Cape Town. They imported that system to Johannesburg, which the ANC now is also promoting. And I think they don't want to have a deficit in their government. They always, and which for me, it boggles the mind to say, why do you want to have profit as a government? That's my opinion on it.
So something that we are not discussing is the fact that security of bank accounts is going to be compromised, obviously, should this identification or verification not happen. But also, the Minister of Home Affairs, they're also being sneaky because, there's a lot, let me not even say, but we just need to consider the security compromise should this not happen. And I guess, honestly, ultimately, banks are going to pass it to the customer.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.